This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. You can't miss all the smoke in the air today. The state has put out an air quality alert for the Front Range and many Northwest counties, warning that things are unhealthy, especially for those with certain health conditions. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
A lot went through Emily Fisher's mind when she first spotted the plume of smoke on Thursday. She was backpacking with her family north of Rocky Mountain National Park.
I immediately shouted to my husband, "We have to get out now." We just grabbed the kids' hands and we ran out 6 miles.
It turns out they were just a few miles from where the Cameron Peak fire had started. It's now larger than 2,000 acres. Fisher could tell the wildfire was moving fast from her experience studying them as an associate professor at Colorado State University. She's working to better understand how the particulates that make up wildfire smoke impacts health.
How is that mixture different when someone breathes smoke near to the fire versus far from the fire?
Fisher suggests staying indoors until the air clears. She says it's most important for at-risk populations.
So those with respiratory conditions, elderly, children, for sure. But I think there's enough that we don't know about smoke that, at least for my family, I'm keeping my kids inside today watching movies.
Scott Landis is with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. He says if you're smelling smoke, you're breathing smoke. But that's not the only bad stuff out there.
On top of that, wildfire smoke can also enhance ozone. So we already have an ozone problem here in the Front Range region. This wildfire smoke is just making those ozone concentrations even higher.
Another thing that's making this situation worse, COVID-19.
This would be a bad situation at any time, but when you add COVID-19 into the mix, it becomes a real public health issue. There's been some research shown that exposure to air pollution can worsen COVID-19 symptoms and outcomes.
He warns that the smoke could irritate and weaken the lungs and immune system, making someone more susceptible to infection.
People who are the most vulnerable to wildfire smoke, there's an overlap. Those people are usually the most vulnerable to COVID-19 as well. So you really need to take extra caution during this whole episode if you are in one of these vulnerable groups.
Landis says the suggestion to stay inside becomes even more crucial to avoid smoke and to stop the spread of COVID-19. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.